everyone. Welcome to the show. I am
Mike,
and she is
Anna,
and you are out
Bengal.
There.
Hi.
You didn't forget, right?
Billy. Hi, Billy. You being a good boy.
Hi,
good
Stella.
Good for you.
Do you remember something about yesterday?
I do remember about yesterday.
You didn't forget?
We were talking about a party that Tiffany, Pat, and Polly went to. And at the party, there was a very strange guy, right? A strange man wearing a green hat, short, kind of chubby, danced funny.
I remember that man.
And do you remember the strangest thing about the man? He was wearing a green hat, he danced funny, but there was one thing that was even stranger about this man at the party. Do you remember?
He kept telling everybody to quiet down.
That's right. To quiet down at a party. So, of course, everybody remembered. Nobody forgot about this. So we're going to find out more right now.
今天就学会
用英文回忆往事。
你们还记得？
就我所能回想起来的。
Do you guys remember?
I remember quite clearly.
I didn't forget that.
As far as I can recall.
Can you recall?
I'll never forget.
I remember that.
Hey, Tiffany, I have a question for you.
Sure, what is it?
It's the last chance to select classes, but Polly and I can't decide.
What classes do you need to take?
We both need to take a business course.
As far as I can recall, Mr. Wong is a good teacher.
Can you recall what his classes are like?
I'll never forget. He writes his own songs about marketing.
Cool. I hope his classes are still available.
Let's go sign up now. I can take you guys.
Word power.
Select. Select. It took Lisa hours to select the perfect present for her mom. It took Lisa hours to select the perfect present for her mom. Course. Course. Paul chose Spanish for his foreign language course. Paul chose Spanish for his foreign language course. Own. Own. Nick doesn't have his own room, so he shares with his brother. Nick doesn't have his own room, so he shares with his brother. Available. Available. The new video game won't be available until next month. The new video game won't be available until next month.
Okay.
Yes.
So, the man with the green hat?
Mm-hmm. Is he here? Is he here now? Did we see him? Is he there?
There.
He's not there.
See?
You're, no.
Only smart.
I'm going to turn around and you're going to hit me on
man.
The head. No, I don't believe you. No. All right. So Pat, Polly, and Tiffany are still studying, right? They're at university. They're getting ready for a big exam or something like that. Since Pat and Polly are new students at the university, they need to pick some classes.
对，要选课啊。那到底要怎么选呢？ Because, you know, Pat feels troubled.
Yes.
And he asks Tiffany for some advice.
It's difficult when you're in your first year of university. Mm-mm. The good thing is, unlike high school, in university you can pick all of your classes. But then you get that thing, and there are so many of them,、
right.
you don't know what to pick. So、that's why Pat is asking Tiffany, who's a little bit older,、for some advice. And what does Pat say?
He said, hey, Tiffany,、I have a question for you.
Okay, good. And what does Tiffany say?
So, she says, sure. What is it?
Oh, great. And then what does Pat say?
It's the last chance to select classes.
Ah!
But Mike and I
Polly
can
and
decide.
Polly.
Polly and I Polly. Can decide.
That's、right. So, the last chance to select classes. Remember we said he was picking his classes to select?To pick, and another word you probably know, to choose,、are all very similar. So you have、a bunch of things there, and you got to have only one.、that one, I select that. So, you know, if you're in a restaurant, you have to select food. If you go to a movie, you have to select what movie to watch, and what kind of popcorn to get, and what kind of drink to、have, and where you should sit, and oh, there's so many things to select.S-E-L-E-C-T, S-E-L-E-C-T, select.
Select, 所以这个动词的所谓的挑选呢，这个麦刚表现得非常生动。总之呢，从众多当中去选一个或选几个 ,select,、或者 choose,、C-H-O-O-S-E, 或者 pick,、P-I-C-K, 都是挑选的意思。
Right, for example, it took Lisa hours to select the perfect present,For her mom. It took Lisa hours to select the perfect present for her mom.、It's tough to shop for mom sometimes.
重点是因为要选到那个最好的礼物, the perfect one.
That's
right. 当然会花很多时间呢。
Well, to help them, Tiffany、asks Pat and Polly some questions. What classes do you need to take?
Good question. 所以你们到底是想要修什么课呢？因为你总要知道自己想要修什么课，需要修什么样的课，才能够去选择正确的课啊。那我们说修课这个修，在英文当中用 take 就可以了。Take a class. Take that class. Take.
Right. When we use take, we often think about, you know,、picking something up and walking away with、it. Like take your jacket or don't take my book.、But here, of course, you can't really take the class. It's a room with teachers、and students. What we mean here is go to. Another word you might use, attend. A-T-T-E-N-D. You go to the class, you learn things, you do the tests, and at the end, you get a mark. So you take that class.
所以当我们选了这个课的时候都一定要去上课啊。去上课去出席那个动词就是 attend.Attend.、So, what kind of classes do they need?
Well, since they're studying business,、Pat says we both need to take a business course.
Of course.、
A business course. Now, here he didn't say class.、He said course. C-O-U-R-S-E. C-O-U-R-S-E. A course and a class are very similar, but we can use class to talk about one day. You know, you have class on Monday.A course is all of those put together. So in university, we often study from like September、to February, right?
February.
That's one、
January?
Part of your school、year. So you'll do one course、there,、right? You might take courses in science or art or history. But as long as you're studying one thing week after week and doing the tests, that is a course.
That's right. 所以这里的 course, 当然不要怀疑自己。它长的样子跟我们刚刚说的 of course 是一样的，但是因为 course 这个字本身的意思很多，在这里的 course 指的是一个课程，那个所谓的课程呢，像麦刚刚告诉我们了，一个学期的这一门课叫做 course， 那它可能每个礼拜要去两个小时或三个小时，那个课每周的课则叫做 class， 但是整学期的这个课程呢，则叫做course.
For example, Paul chose Spanish for his foreign language course. Paul chose Spanish. Olé! For his foreign language course.
对啊，像很多在台湾的学生也会选 Spanish 来当成我们这一个第二外语。
Okay, well,、Tiffany says, remember talking about business classes、or courses, as far as I can recall, Mr. Wong is a good teacher.
So...As far as I can recall,、so she actually called Mr. Wong?
Well, no, call here is not like calling、on the telephone. Re、is doing something again, right?
Yeah,
call,、
right?
though, is not calling, it's remembering.
Oh.
Recalling something and remembering something, very, very similar. So this is information from the past, and you go, I can't recall his name. I don't remember his name.
哎，所以在这里的 recall 跟打电话一点关系都没有哎。所谓的 recall 其实就是 remember，就是回想的意思。那在这里的 as far as I can recall， 其实你就把它当成一个 chunk， 把它当成一组字来记就好了。就我所记得啦，我在我的印象当中啦 ，as far as I can recall。那如果是要修 business 的话，你们就修那个王老师的课好了 ，Mr. Wang.
That's right. Pat asks, can you recall what his classes are like? Can you recall or remember what his classes are like? You know, was he an easy teacher, a good teacher, a lot of homework and tests, or not too much? You know, things like that.
所以啊，如果你要问对方说，那 Do you remember what his classes are like? 像我们昨天有提到，你记不记得呢？那现在 Pat 是顺着他的话说嘛，因为 Tiffany 既然提到了 recall 这个字，那 Pat 就继续问，那你可不可以回想一下他的课大概上的怎么样 ？Can you recall something? 那你想得到吗？回想得出来吗
？That's right. And of course, in university, you take 10 or 15 courses every year.
Right.
And maybe Tiffany studied with Mr. Wang two years ago. So she has to think about this. But of course, she can recall him. I'll never forget, she says. He writes his own songs about marketing.
He writes songs about marketing?
He's a teacher who writes songs about marketing. Marketing is something you would study in a business course, okay? But instead of just talking about it, he sings about it. And he sings songs that he wrote himself. So he's a little bit Lady Gaga. And he's a little bit, you know, a professor.
Oh, that's so funny.
Professor Gaga.
Professor Mr. Wang Gaga.
There you go. Wanga.
Wanga.
Professor Wanga.
OK, 所以 Tiffany 当然不会忘记了 I will never forget. 不只是 I didn't forget, 而是我这辈子绝对不会忘。为什么呢？因为他是一个教 marketing, 教行销的老师，可是他会写歌来教 marketing.Must be very interesting.
Well, it is. And I think it would be useful because you can often remember words more easily when it's in a song.
Right.
You can probably remember the words to songs that you liked 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of easy. That's a good idea. And he writes these songs himself. She says he writes his own songs. His own means it belongs to him. It's connected to him in some kind of way.All right, so if someone says, you know, did you buy that cake? Oh, no, I made it on my own. I made it by myself. It's mine, and I did all of the work. Just me.
Right.
Own, O-W-N, O-W-N.
That's right. 所以这里的 own 呢，虽然在文章当中我们看到它是个形容词的用法，自己的，换句话说，其实它比较常用的是 one's own something.比如说我自己的房间 my own room 我自己的铅笔盒 my own pencil box、我自己的什么什么东西那么刚才 Mac 提到说单独完成不靠别人帮忙的话则叫做 on one's own
That's right Our example sentence Nick doesn't have his own room So he shares with his brotherNick doesn't have his own room, so he shares with his brother.
那当然喽。
All right, well, Polly thinks the idea of a singing business teacher is cool. She says, cool! I hope his classes are still available. If something's available, it's there, you can use it. It's not gone, it's not been taken away. If there's an available chair on the bus, you can sit on that chair. You don't have to wait for someone to get up because there's nobody there. Available. A-V-A-I-L-A-B-L-E. A-V-A-I-L-A-B-L-E.
所以 available 其实就是可以获得的。那么在这里如果指的是这一门 course 的话指的是还修得到还没有满哦。
All right. Well, Tiffany thinks that's great. She thinks it's a good course, Mr. Wang's business course.So she says, let's go sign up now. I can take you guys.
所以赶快去 sign up, 登记报名吧。
So Anna, can you recall if you had any teachers who would ever sing the classes to you? I think I would recall that.
As far as I can recall, there's No teacher.
No.
No, no teacher who sings in class.
I never really had that either. I did have a teacher who would play music in class.
Really?
But it wasn't music for the class. It was just kind of nice, relaxing music.
Oh.
Which was great.
Yeah,
you know?
It's great.
But I think it would be interesting to have a teacher who could sing everything you need to learn.
Mm, but then,
if you're doing the test, are you like, and now I'm going to write about science?
Of course not.
Are all the students singing in the test?
Of course not.
Oh, that would be bad. All right, guys, that's it. We'll see you later. We should sing this. See you later.
Hello, everyone. 同学们，你觉得你是害羞的人吗？哎呦，这样可沉不了大气。面对心仪的对象，怎么开口邀约呢？这边 Evita 教大家一句实用又有礼貌的说法 ：Would you like to go out on a date with me? Would you like to go out on a date with me? 就是你愿意跟我约会吗？各位同学应该有学过 ，Would like to 的用法就是愿意做什么的意思。所以询问人家的意愿，当然要礼貌的问说 ：Would you like to do something?或许你们会问说为什么不问 Do you want to do something 什么就好了嘞、oh, No 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 这样问也太直接了意思是人家要或不要非黑即白的答案肯定句的话就让人家觉得我好像被约拒绝的话又一翻两瞪眼超尴尬的所以 Would you like 是很有礼貌的问法那在这边当然要教大家怎么回答咯肯定的话就说 I would like to do something就可以了不愿意的话还是可以说 I would like to go but 就是我愿意但是再加上你的借口就好了大家也不会伤和气你们说是不是呗那么大家快点主动邀约吧我们明天见拜拜
Chit Chat
Lana, stop watching TV. I am talking to you. Did you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard you, but I wasn't listening.
Huh? 你们一下说有 hear, 又一下说没有在 listen. 那到底是有没有把我的话听进去啦？
Hear 和 listen 虽然都和听有关，但是要看你有没有用心在听哦。一般来说 ，hear 是指不经意或是不用刻意去听就可以听到的意思哦，像是听到这个声音的大小声 ，I can't hear you, it's too noisy over there, or I heard the phone ring。而因为 hear 是及物动词，注意哦，它后面是可以直接接受词的。因此，如果你想要问电话的另外一头，你可以听到我的声音吗？你可以说 ，Can you hear me well？但是如果呢，这时候不小心把 hear 用成了 listen， 问对方说 ，Are you listening to me？ 这可是指说，喂，你到底有没有在听我说话这样的意思啊？因为当我们用 listen 这个字的时候，强调的是仔细听。因此呢，我们常常会说 she or he is a good listener 来表示他是一个非常好的聆听者哦。而注意哦，因为 listen 是不及物动词，所以不可以直接接受词。因此常常后面我们会看到它是接介系词 to For example, you should listen to your parents' advice Or listen carefully to the following conversation What are they talking about?
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
虽然 listen 和 hear 都有听的意思但 listen 是听到而且很仔细的听哦但 hear 却只有听到像声音的意思因此 I heard you, but I wasn't listening to what you said 所以就着哎呦我有听到你在说话但是没有仔细在听你说话的内容哦
今天就学会
用英文回忆往事
你们还记得
就我所能回想起来的
Do you guys remember?
I remember quite clearly.
I didn't forget that.
As far as I can recall.
Can you recall?
I'll never forget.
I remember that.
Hey, Tiffany, I have a question for you.
Sure. What is it?
It's the last chance to select classes, but Polly and I can't decide.
What classes do you need to take?
We both need to take a business course.
As far as I can recall, Mr. Wong is a good teacher.
Can you recall what his classes are like?
I'll never forget. He writes his own songs about marketing.
Cool. I hope his classes are still available.
Let's go sign up now. I can take you guys. Select. Select. It took Lisa hours to select the perfect present for her mom. It took Lisa hours to select the perfect present for her mom. Course. Course. Paul chose Spanish for his foreign language course. Paul chose Spanish for his foreign language course. Own. Own. Nick doesn't have his own room, so he shares with his brother. Nick doesn't have his own room, so he shares with his brother. Available. Available. The new video game won't be available until next month. The new video game won't be available until next month.